Say, street music in Chicago, and much of the year that means the screech of the city's elevated train as it makes its way around downtown. But when the weather gets warm, musicians come out. Under the L train tracks on Wabash Street, the cacophony becomes more melodic. NPR's Cheryl Corley has this final report in our series on street musicians.
Now, just like other big cities, Chicago has its hip-hop and rock scene, its blues and classical. But as poet Gwendolyn Brooks might have said, we not only jazz June, but the rest of the summer months too, as the music makes its way from the clubs to the streets with young cats like Mario Abney.
Catch me playing my horn on the street, at church, in the clubs, wherever I can. With my band, the Mario Abney Sextet, that's what I do.
Abney is playing this day with the Caravan of Unity, a collection of horn players, drummers, and a bassist who hook up from time to time. June Cameron is the songwriter and percussionist who gets everybody together.
We enjoy playing on the streets here and there. And then you never know, you might get a break on the streets. You never know who might discover you, you know. It's always, you know, a chance, you know. Plus, you know, see what people feel, you know, see how they feel about our music.
Besides Cameron, there are four other percussion players, Ogina Allen and Gregory Hardison, wearing dueling White Sox and Cubs baseball caps, beat out the rhythm on their West African djembes, along with Garrett Horn and Rhythm Barrage. Dylan Schwartz weaves the bass line, and Kalik Woods the clarinet. These musicians have their own bands too, but when they can, they join the Caravan, performing on the streets about three or four times during the week. They're an eclectic bunch, and Mario, with his blue head rag and basketball jersey, could fit right in the rap scene. But his muse is decidedly different. A jazz studies student at Ohio Central State University, he started out playing trumpet at Thornton Township High School in South Suburban Chicago. That's when jazz took hold.
Got hip to like Clifford Brown and Louis Armstrong and Freddie Hubbard and Booker Little, and then, you know, some of the modern guys like Roy Hargrove and Nicholas Payton, and they really inspired me because I seen young people, you know, doing what I like to do and what I had fun doing. And, you know, just growing up, I always listened to the blues with my grandma, and next thing you know, I just got into the music.
Playing on the streets, says Mario, provides plenty of learning experiences. Just like his college classrooms, this is a training ground.
And this is a way that we can still educate people about music, because everybody has to come on the street at some time or another. So, I mean, you know, for the people that don't go to jazz clubs and they have business downtown, they're gonna hear us.
And with the roar of the L ever present, Mario says his timing has to be just right.
It can be very demanding sometimes, especially for trumpet players. You know, our lips get tired and stuff like that. Mine did today. But it's a lot of fun.
But the main job here, says Abney, is to please people and to make a little money. After all, it is a street performance. Lots of people stop to listen before moving on. One couple, O'Conn and Tony, drop a few dollars in the Caravan's collection bucket.
I think it's real cool. Real cool and goofy on a day like this. Real, yeah, you know, it's rare when you come across to see what Tony, you see, you know, quite a few guys, but it's real cool. I like to see things like that.
Nice talent.
Original music, straight ahead performance. Can't beat it.
Steve Hawkins, a trumpet player too, has blown his horn on the streets for more than 20 years. He has praise for the younger Mario.
He's fine. He's great. I've been trying to learn from him. He's one of my teachers.
This is the man right here.
I learned from you. You play scales. I don't know nothing about him.
Mario Abney just laughs as he picks up his horn, looks up at the L, and blows. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
To hear more music and other stories from our series on street musicians, you can go to npr.org.